Hi, and welcome to the Horizon Church podcast. Horizon Church is a Christ-centered, word-based, spirit-led church based in Sydney, Sutherland Shire. We are so happy to bring this week's message to you. And on behalf of our pastors, Brad and Ali Bonholm, and the Horizon Church team, we pray it's a blessing to you.
Fantastic, church. Come on, let's make some noise. Oh, I tell you what, we are in for a great night tonight, and I'm so excited to be, talking with you guys a little bit with some amazing guests in just a moment. But have you noticed that Christmas has arrived at Horizon Church, and it looks amazing. And every single year, this is like such a fun and an amazing season for our church. We had this morning our gift-giving service, and I was looking over here earlier, and I'm just like, look at the generosity of our church. That's not even including inside that box is all the gifts that our church gave for Transform Cambodia. Like, come on, give it up for yourselves. Absolutely amazing. And as well as like our gift-giving service and whatnot, this season includes a little thing we like to call Carols in the Shire. And every single year, we pack this place out with our friends, our family. And I know one thing for sure, and that's this, that there is no easier time to bring a friend to church than at Christmas time. And that's why we put on Carols in the Shire, not just for us to enjoy, and I'll tell you what, we're going to have fun, but not just for us to enjoy, but for our family, for our friends, for the people that we work with, people at uni or school, that we want them to experience God's love. This is an amazing event to invite them to. It's going to be amazing. We've got the farmyard out there. We've got Santa photos. We got like, it's all going on. And then the show itself is going to a new level. You're going to love it. But on your way out, you will see this Carols in the Shire. There'll be some invites. Grab a stack of those for the people you love and start inviting. And also put in your diary, Christmas morning, we have got incredible service planned. It's going to be great around town at Christmas time. Sound good? Well, ladies and gentlemen, you may have noticed this beautiful couple down here in love. Hello. Sitting on the front row. All being engaged and stuff. Show everyone the ring, Bella. There it is. We love you guys. We're so stoked for you guys. And last night was a very exciting night. The Thompson household, there was a party going on. So well done. Very, very exciting. But tonight, we're talking about some incredible things. And I just wanted to shout you guys out because I saw you there and can't let that thing slip by because it's good news. But tonight, we're actually going to be talking about God's story. And the idea of God's story is that it's God's goodness on display. And I have this amazing just privilege being a New Christians, New People pastor of hearing stories at like the real front end of people's journey with God. And honestly, over this last season, there have been dozens and dozens of people who have just had their lives transformed because they came into this place, met Jesus, and were never the same again. What's amazing is that in the Gospels, as you read through the Gospels, you just see people being touched by God, people having an encounter with Jesus, people being healed and set free. And so often these stories end with people running back to their town, running back to their families, running back to the people they love and sharing that story with others. And I think about, the Samaritan woman that Jesus met. It said that she, once she'd had this encounter with Jesus, she left the water pot that she was getting water with, ran into the town and told the whole town. She told so many people that it says the whole town turned up at the well to hear from Jesus. There's this thing that happens within you that when you encounter Jesus, it's almost like it can't stay contained. You know what I'm saying? And it's just in there and you just have to get it out. And there was this other guy and he was oppressed for many years, set free by Jesus. He's like, Jesus, I just want to follow you. And Jesus says to him, hey, you know what? That's all good, and I'm grateful that you want to follow me, but I want you to actually go to 10 different cities, and I want you to tell them about the good things I've done in your life. And so one of the greatest things we can do as believers is just share our story and just let people know about the good things God has done, and that in turn inspires other people to look into God, to lean into God, and to seek God for themselves. And I want to share this one scripture. I thought it was quite funny because when you just got Jesus inside of you, it's like you can't keep it bound. And even when Jesus would tell people not to speak, they just couldn't help themselves. Mark chapter 7, verse 36 and 37 says this. Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone. But the more he did so, the more they kept talking about it. People were overwhelmed with amazement. He has done everything well, they said. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. God is just so good. Jesus is just so good that when he rocks up in your life, you can't keep it to yourself. And I know every single person in this room has their own God story, but tonight we are very privileged to hear the God story of three particular people, and I would love you to stand to your feet. Welcome to the stage, Shannon, Grant, and Christine. Get up here. Fantastic. Grab a seat. How good is that? Oh, yeah. You feel like you're on Oprah. That's very good. You guys can go have a seat. Similar to Oprah. Haven't sold as many books, but it's great to have you here on the show. Yeah. You get a car, and you get a car, and that's it. Grant's paying for it all. He's just kidding. But these guys are amazing. And over here, this is Christine. Give us a wave. And you are going to love her story and just the way that God has just reached her through so many different people and circumstances. And it's an amazing testimony of God's love for you. And this is Grant. Give it up for Grant. I was saying to Grant just last week, I'm like, bro, it's like I can't remember church without you around. But it wasn't that long ago that you weren't here. Now, man, you're here every single week. You're a Love Life on Tuesdays. You're part of Zane's life group. Mate, there's a new anointing. This guy's engaged now. It's going to another level, but it's awesome. You're going to love his story as well. And this is Shannon. Give it up for Shannon. Yeah, yeah. And Shannon, yeah, Shannon's story is honestly just so awesome. And it just makes you go, you know, it's not even always people that make the difference. It's God himself making a way for every single person to discover him. So thank you, first of all, for being brave enough to come up and share your story and to give God glory for the good things he's done in your life. And I just know that when you do that, you know, God is just so pleased. And I know a lot of people will be impacted. And I just think all you do is share your own story and God will help people see his goodness through your lives and it will inspire them. But Shannon, why don't we start with you? Because I think it's a really, it's an awesome story. Like, you're here tonight. And like literally a couple of months ago, you weren't even at church. Tell us about how you found yourself in this place. What brought you here?
Is this on?
It's on. It's on. Yeah, we're good.
So I found out about Horizon through a friend on Instagram, Kieran.
Kieran Berry.
And I feel like the start of this whole year, like Jesus has been really trying to talk to me and get to me, and no matter how much I pushed him out or like put him aside, he kept trying, and it got to a point where I was like, I can't not ignore him anymore, you know. What is this? What is Jesus? What is God? All this stuff. And then yeah, I found Horizon on Instagram. I'd been looking for a church, and one Sunday I drove past and I was like, oh, I really want to go in, but oh, maybe not. maybe not this time.
So did you come in or that you
went? No, I drove past.
The drive-by. Yeah. The good old drive-by, right?
I drove by and I was like, one day. And then the following week, I was doing my annual stalk on the on the website, and yeah. I found the Right Believing course, and I thought, well, this is it. You know, God is talking to me. He's saying, this is the course. This is it. Start it. So I went ahead.
Wow. How cool is that, right? Now, let me just get this right. You didn't sort of have like a strong Christian upbringing, and in your family and home, there wasn't sort of church, wasn't a regular part of your life?
No, I've never known religion. The only time we went to church was Christmas Eve, and it was a Catholic church because my cousins were Catholic. But never had a relationship with God or Jesus or knew anything about it. So I had all these questions and yeah.
Got you. And just like the start of this year, you just started being like, I've got a lot of questions. I don't really know what to do with them, but you just couldn't sort of shake that thought. Wow.
Yeah.
And so then, you know, you've got a friend who's a Christian and she posts and talks about church online and you saw our church through that, which is where the drive-by came into play. Fantastic. And then you literally were looking at our church website and you find Right Believing.
Yeah.
And Right Believing, if you don't know, is something we run here every single term. And it's just something we do. It's basically a look at the core beliefs of the Christian faith. What is it that we believe? Why do we follow Jesus? Who is Jesus? All the questions I suppose you have.
All the questions.
And you're like, wait a second, if that's going to talk about who God is, and I've got questions about who God is,
yeah.
I'm going to go.
Yeah.
So your first experience at our church wasn't a service, you know, it wasn't, no. It was Right Believing.
It was 4:30 on a Sunday afternoon walking to Right Believing alone, and I was like, I'm going to do it.
How cool is that? How cool is that?
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Now, Grant, I want to hear a little bit about your story, bro. And there's a little bit of a link because you have a good friend who sort of encouraged you towards church. Tell us about your story.
Same person.
Yeah, Kieran.
She's getting all the shout-outs tonight.
A few shout-outs.
Just randomly out of the blue, Kieran and I were like friends for like half a year maybe. And then she was just like, come to church. So
straight up,
yeah.
That's it.
Because she knew
firing from the hip. Just
she knew I never went to like a church before, or was like Christian or religious. And the week we were gonna go, it was one of those expansion weeks, and it was a worship night. And she was like, "All right, maybe you shouldn't come this week."
Hey, don't muck around. Who's had a moment like that where they're like, yeah. So tell us, to keep the story going, keep rolling.
And then the next week, something else was on, and we kept pushing it back for a few more weeks. So then I was like, all right, I may as well just come and experience it, even if it's like a normal night.
Let's be honest, we don't really have many normal nights around here at Horizon Church, eh? Pretty unusual church like that, but...
Yeah.
So you come along to a night after a few weeks of thinking about it.
Mm.
Tell us what happened.
The first week was... like an eye-opener to see what this whole thing was about. Second week in a row I came, and that's when I started to feel it myself. I started to realize that like Jesus could impact my life as well as everyone else's. And then each week following, I just got more and more into it, more in love.
Love it, man, yeah. Honestly. Give it up for Grant. How cool is that? It's been amazing, bro, watching you just like grow. And this is one of the great things about faith and being a Christian is you don't have to come in with any kind of like level of understanding. God reaches you wherever you're at, and that's where he begins. And he doesn't rush you into things, and he doesn't force you to change. And he's just like, hey, get to know me. And little by little, I've watched you, bro, week in, week out, just lean into God, catch up with some people that, you know, are a bit further down the track, ask questions. And here you are tonight testifying of God's goodness. So you're a legend, man. That's so cool. Yeah, how cool. Christine, tell us, you know, your story, your family. You're just like, you're such a vibrant part of our church. Like already it's like you just bring so much like to our church. But how did you find yourself here? Like you've got an incredible story as well.
Well, I came from a Catholic church. I went to a Catholic primary school and never really connected with the Catholic Church and always had questions. So I sort of drifted away from that. My family aren't religious at all. So I'd never had Jesus around me. And then years down the track, I had a lot of pain and grief through my life and sort of took a different trail. And it was after... starting my girls at a Catholic primary school, I met a beautiful woman who's here tonight, Valentina.
Yeah, Valentina. Give it up. How good is that?
She kept inviting me to come, and I'd pop in here and there, and I think my first time was her daughter's baptism, so it was a full-on night and not like a full service. I didn't really understand what was going on and didn't come back for a very long time. But I popped in here and there, and then it was after I had my third child, I suffered postnatal depression and always had a different reason for not coming to church. And Valentina was always like, you've got to come, find a way to get there. I'm like, yeah, okay. And then I was walking one day past the train station because I wasn't driving at that point and felt a real big urge to catch a train just to go for a walk down to Cronulla Beach and start just walking and find a spot and just stare out at the horizon. And at this point, it was Shire Live. So that started in December, and I would go for walks once a week, kept doing it until I felt like my stress and my anxiety and depression slowly going. And I live around the corner, so I was walking past the church one day and I was like, oh my gosh, they've changed the name, it's Horizon now. And I'm like, okay, that's where I'm supposed to be.
How cool is that, right? Wow.
But then again, busy life of a mum of three, it didn't come as often as I should. And I was actually caught in the park one day. My daughter was asleep in the pram, which she never does. And I thought, oh, I'll sit there quietly and read through my emails. And I had an email from Horizon, so I thought, oh, I'll sit down, see what it's about. Sitting there reading it, and I hear this lady coming up to me. Excuse me, I just want to tell you Jesus loves you. And I was like, okay, thank you. And that beautiful woman was Yvette McDonald.
Yeah, man. So good.
And she continued with a beautiful message, and we got talking, and I said, oh, it's so weird that you come to me right now while I'm sitting here reading an email from Horizon. And she said, oh, I've just come from Horizon. I was called in to learn data entry. And we're talking, and then she said, yeah, I'm entering forms. And I said, oh, yeah, my kids have just started the kids club there. She said, oh, yeah, I had to enter some kids' clubs. And she said, oh, what are your kids' names? I'm like, Ava and I. She goes, do they go to St. Pat's? Are you stalking me? She's like, that's the form I was given today to enter into the data entry, your kids' form. And I'm like, I think I'm definitely supposed to be here. So I've got many, many stories, but I just keep getting redirected back here, so I'm not going.
How good is that? Come on, give it up for Christine. It's an amazing story of, like, so many things involved in you being here tonight. And I think that's one of the beautiful things about each of our stories. And I just know, as you're talking, I'm thinking about my story and how my family came to be at church. And it just reminds you of how good God is, the way He reaches into our world. And I love even the fact that, like, you know, you sort of came and you sort of went. And, you know, I think one of the things that people that know God can get disheartened about is, oh, I've been trying to get my friend along for ages and they don't want to come. And I've invited them, and I don't know if I'll invite them this year to the carols, you know. I always do it. But I just think, thank God for Valentina, who was just there and just through it all. Come on, give it up for people that are faithful in inviting. And they just keep inviting. And eventually, in God's timing, something just dropped. And it was amazing because I love the story of you going to Cronulla. You're having your own sort of experience, you know, looking over the horizon and that connection. So many amazing things in that. And then I actually remember, because Yvette was helping me with all this sort of stuff. And she was learning that. She just, like, Tim, I just met the most amazing lady in the park. You're not going to believe it. She was just there, and I felt God say, go up and just encourage her and tell her that Jesus loves her. And then, you wouldn't believe it, but I entered her kids' names into the database today, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, and then I was on the email. I think she was on the email.
She was. Her profile photo. She's like, actually, I was in that email. And I'm like, Yvette, hang on. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. You.
How good is that? It's like we do, like, the volunteer highlight, and we were just honouring Yvette that particular day, and then she comes across. It's amazing how many things have sort of crossed, you know, to get you to this point. And it's so cool because each of you are here through such different circumstances, as all of us are through such different circumstances, but each of you have had a personal encounter with Jesus. And I suppose the next thing I'd love to ask is, you know, you had these sort of questions, you went to Right Believing. What sort of made it personal, you know? Because I remember my parents came along one Sunday morning and we had never seen anything like it. And they were so moved. They came home and they were like, Tim, Tom, to me and my brother, you have to come to church. I came and I just remember being, like, blown away. It took me a few weeks. But a few weeks later, I remember it became personal, you know? It went from being something that all... And you said it just then, Grant, about Jesus isn't just something for everyone else. He's something for me. So can you talk to us a little bit about that moment for you and what your encounter with Jesus has looked like? Maybe you can start us off, Shannon.
I just remember in the Right Believing when, Con invited us to, like, open your heart to Jesus, and I just knew in that moment that I've never felt more comfortable and more, like, loved, and you could just feel it without saying words. and what was said in the course, it just really spoke to me on a personal level that you can't really explain. Like, it just, he got me. Like, Jesus got me. He got where I was at. He knew what I needed to hear. And I just knew in that moment that this was the kind of comfort and the love that I've been wanting for so long and needing. And yeah, it just, yeah.
How good is that? Come on, let's thank God. So Jesus gets me. He really, he just met you where you're at, and he understood and he reached out. That is so beautiful. And I'm so excited for you because it's the beginning. It's just the beginning.
Yeah.
Grant, tell us a little bit about your journey over the last, you know, couple of months, man. Just like you said, it slowly grew. But tell us some of the things God's been doing over this time in your heart.
Well, when I first, like, realized that it was a part of my life is when I took it outside of church. Wow. So it wasn't...
Tell us about that, man. That's powerful.
Yeah, so you'll come to church and appreciate it here and love it here. But then if you go outside of church for the rest of the week, you're just living your normal life, just going for it. But once you take, like, it all home with you and do it at home, like, every day, you appreciate, like, the negatives in life that you thought were negative. So say, like, bad things happened that you didn't want. You're like, all right, this is something else leading up to something good instead of bad. So it just changes, like, the whole perspective.
How cool is that, man? That's powerful, hey? And I remember you saying, Grant, because you were given the book of Mark and you were reading through that book, you know, even in your work break. Is that right? Yeah. I just remember, and I remember just watching, and there's something beautiful about someone's journey where, you know, and I think that's one of the great things as well. As a church, we encourage people on their personal journey, but we can't sort of do someone's journey for them. All you can do is encourage, love, and get around. But it's awesome to watch, you know, God just reaching out to you, bro, and just transforming your heart. And it's amazing. Even in 2 short months, you're such a different person, you know, and what God's doing in your life is so fresh. So how is that? Give it up for Grant. Love it, man. Just the beginning. Just the beginning, bro. And Christine, like, tell us about your journey. And even you were baptized a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Lots happened in that time since you sort of made the decision to bunker down. Tell us about that.
Well, let's see. One night I came by myself and I was seated next to Tiffany and she introduced herself and I thought, oh, she's very lovely. And then the next week I was seated somewhere completely different and I decided to put my hand up. And she was the person that actually came and handed me the Book of Mark and is now my life group leader. So, yeah, I definitely think outside of church, joining life groups and bringing it home, and we listen to worship music at home. The kids get involved. We only play worship music in the car, so we, you know, we blare it out on the way to school, and the girls like, yeah, go Jesus. My 18-month-old sings along, and I guess, like, I would come to church on a Sunday and I would connect and I would, you know, have all that beautiful energy. And then when I didn't have my life group and I wasn't at home worshipping, it would sort of fade. So I think continuing in life groups and really surrounding yourself with people who are there to support you is really important. And prayer, definitely.
Fantastic. So good. Grant, can I ask you another quick question? You're in a life group as well, right? And tell us a little bit about, like, has that been helpful for you? And why do you think a life group might be a good thing for someone to be a part of?
It's good to be a part of because when you come to church, it's like you're appreciating everything here. But when you get in a life group, it's like you can spill your problems to the leader. And, like, he will understand you because you guys, like, make a bond with each other, like a relationship with each other. So you all know each other. And it's more intimate, so you get to learn more quicker, I guess.
So good, man. So, you got some people around you that love you and they know the real you. You can sort of be real with them and they pray for each other and ask questions.
Yeah.
So,
like, I learned how to, well, I didn't learn. I got given the gift of praying in tongues in life group.
Oh, man, how good is that? Thank God for that, bro. So cool, man. And I just think it's amazing. Life group is, it's like at church, it's hard to maybe ask some of those questions, you know. And even in life group, we break down the preaching from the weekend. And life group can be a place where it's like, hey, I didn't understand that. Or what did it mean when they said this? Or, and I just think it's a key part of, you know, especially someone who's new to faith, really growing. And I love our faith because our faith invites questions. It says, hey, you know, Jesus is like, he always encouraged people, you know, to engage with him, and he would make them think. He wouldn't just tell them answers. That's why he spoke in parables, so people would have to, you know, process, and everyone at whatever level they were at would process it in a different way, but they would all receive. And I think it's awesome. So life group's great. You're a part of a life group, Shannon. Whose life group are you in?
Lola's.
Lola! So good. Lola's the best, a great group of girls. And I suppose one last question I'd love to ask each of you. Is just if, say, someone's in the room tonight and they've come along, you know, maybe they've been on a bit of a journey asking some questions about God, or they've come with a friend and they've sort of never been to anything like this, what would you encourage them with? What would you say to them about this journey with God?
I just think just open your heart and be open to, like, learning, if that makes sense, just understanding and... yeah, just be open and open your heart and understand, and I think not look for presence, but you can feel it and know and appreciate it and praise it when it happens and kind of think, wow, like that was Jesus working kind of thing. So that would be me, yeah.
I love that. Even sort of like as you're talking, I'm thinking about like letting your guard down a bit, because sometimes you're like, you know, wait, how's it all work? But if you just relax in it a bit sometimes and just... all right, I'll lean in.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Thank you for that. Give it up for Shannon. How good is that? Well done. Grant, what about you, man? What would you say to somebody who's searching here tonight?
Similar to what she said. Just be open to it. Don't let go of the faith. Just hold on to your faith and just be patient. Like, even if it's like... not happening now, and don't run away from it, just stick around and wait for it, and something good will come. After that, it would just be all good.
Love it. Well said, bro. There's great wisdom in that, man. There is great wisdom in that. So, Christine, what would you say to somebody?
I'd say open your heart and listen. Definitely listen. I came in and out for years, and it was one day that I was really listening and it really connected and I really got it. And then after that, I just found every time I came back, it was like every service was speaking to me. So I think definitely keep coming, you know, accept the invitations and come and get a Bible. If you don't have one, get one.
So good. Give it up for Christine. And can we just... give it up for all three of these guys. You guys have done so well. Thank you so much. You guys are all good to rock and roll. But we appreciate you sharing your story. We appreciate you guys being real with us. That's amazing. Even those last few thoughts about just letting your guard down and just leaning in. And, you know, like Grant said, just be patient. Just stick around long enough to have a moment with God. And I love it, what Christine said there about that moment. When she finally had that moment, everything changed. You know, the Bible actually talks about this. It says that we become a new creation. And it says the old is gone and the new has come. And it's amazing because it's sort of hard to explain until you are in that place. Jesus also explained like this. He says it's called being born again. Unless someone is born again of the Spirit, they cannot have eternal life. And he talks about, you know, we're all born, we're here. We know that that's a part of life, but a part of our spiritual life is actually to be born again. And that's to be born of the Spirit. And something happens and it's spiritual. It's actually spiritual. It's supernatural. It's not just something in your brain. It's something in your spirit. And like Christina said, from that moment, everything just felt like it was talking to her. Every message, reading the Bible, it, you know, a lot of people, they look at the Bible and, you know, they think it's a dusty old book. But when you have been born again, when you have received Jesus, when you have been saved, when you've been forgiven and made new, those words come to life and they just start to like mean everything to you. And it's almost like, God, how can people not see how good you are? And you might be in this room tonight and you might be like, well, to me, it sort of looks like, you know, just a bunch of rules and regulations, or it looks like a bunch of things that you should do. And you haven't felt that feeling of coming alive. Do you know, it's actually closer than you think. Do you know, it's not far away. There isn't a bunch of hoops you have to jump through to be saved, to be reconciled to God, to come alive, to be born again. All you have to do, the Bible says, is believe. When you believe in what Jesus did for you on the cross, that he died to pay the price for your sins, and by receiving him, your sins are forgiven, all of them. All sins you will ever commit are forgiven the moment you believe. And you have been made new in Christ Jesus. And I want to encourage somebody who's here tonight and you're distant from God, but tonight you can sense him drawing you in. You can sense him saying, hey, tonight, come on, let your walls down. Come on, tonight, relax in my presence. Open up your heart and receive me. God's love is great and it's directed towards you. And Jesus loves you so much that he went to the cross. It says, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. All that pain was for the joy set before him. What's the joy set before him? You and I. He saw you. He knows what you've been through. He knows the mistakes you've made. And he says, I would hate those mistakes or the things that have happened in that person's life to stop them from experiencing God. And so I will give up my life and take that off them that they may be made new. And if tonight you need to be made new, you need to give your life to Jesus. If tonight you are not sure where you would go if you were to die, if you're not sure of your eternal salvation, then tonight all you need to do is receive Jesus. Can I just ask everyone in the room, just close your eyes for a moment. This is so you can focus. And you can really ask yourself the question, where do I stand with God? It's also so you won't be distracted. And I've just got a few things just to encourage you with. And tonight, if you're there and you say, where do I stand with God? Do you know, by our own good works, we are never good enough. No one is perfect, not even one. But all who receive Jesus shall be saved. And tonight, if you are distant from God and you want to receive him, I'd love to pray for you. Just so I know who I'm praying for, if that's you and I'm speaking to you right now and you feel it, you feel this is your moment, can I just ask you, wherever you are, just to raise your hand and just say, that's me, just so I know who I'm praying for. That's me. Yeah, great decision down here. Fantastic. Who else? I've got a couple of people helping me because I can't see everyone. I don't want anyone to be missed out. If that's you and up here, fantastic decision. Tonight, you are, yeah, up here as well. Such a great decision. You are just feeling like, man, I need to lean in. I need to receive. Those stories tonight, as you heard, normal people who have received Jesus, you are like, man, if God can do it for them, maybe he can do it for me. If that's you, wherever you are right now, come on. If you haven't yet, raise your hand. Take a bold step of faith and say, I need Jesus. Church, so many people tonight have responded. We want to pray with them. And it's a big moment and we don't want them to pray alone. So I'm going to ask all of our church to pray this prayer after me. And if you raise your hand, you pray this prayer from your heart. If you pray this prayer from your heart to God, he will hear you. He will respond to you. He will forgive your sins and give you eternal life. And all you have to do is receive it. So with every eye closed, let's pray. Dear Jesus, I know that you love me and that you gave your life up for me, that you have forgiven my sin and you have made me a new creation. I thank you that I have eternal life forever with you. From this day forward, walk with me, talk to me, and live in me, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Come on, can we give it up for all those people who tonight responded and said yes to Jesus? I'm telling you, if that was you, let me encourage you. This is the greatest decision you can ever make. And you've seen three stories tonight of people who only a few months ago, They didn't know the love of God, but here they are testifying to the good things that He has done. This can be you. This can be your life as you journey this out. And we love it when people make a decision to follow Jesus here, and we want to support them and encourage them. That's why we have this thing called Right Believing, which each of those guys have done. And I want to encourage you, you know, one of our team will hopefully come and connect with you after the service and pray with you and give you a gift. But if they don't, please come and see me, because I don't want anyone to miss out. We want to walk with you on this journey. Church, can we just give it up for all those people one more time, making the best decision of their life? Tell you what, you're going to have the best sleep you've ever had tonight. You're going to wake up tomorrow and there's going to be something fresh about your life. I believe that with all my heart. Church, just before I hand back over to Kelly, I just want to encourage you about this Christmas season. Do you know, the story of that lady who had an encounter with Jesus at the well, it starts with her sort of minding her own business and she's encountered by Jesus. She was hiding from her community because she was nervous and afraid of what they thought about her. But it says after an encounter with Jesus, she went into the city and she told everyone about Him. Because of what God had done in her heart, she had to tell people. And it says the whole city came out. And I love this scripture at the end of John chapter 4, where it talks about the city's response to this woman, who she was so worried about the reputation she had. The response was this: We no longer just believe because of what you said. We now believe because we have experienced Him ourselves. Do you know, there are so many people that will come to carols, come to Christmas Day, come to one of our services because their friend invites them. But they will leave saying, you know what, I don't just believe because you've had an experience. I now believe because I have had my own experience. And that's what we want more than anything. People to have their own moment with God. For people to experience His presence and His love. For them to know it themselves. And so let me encourage you, don't miss the opportunity that this season presents. Take those invites. Take them to work. Take them to your school. Take them to your family. And let's bring people into an environment where they can experience God's love. Does that sound good? Fantastic. Good stuff. Over to you, Kelly.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. For more info about Horizon Church, please visit our website at horizonchurchsydney.com. Have a fantastic day, and we hope to see you again soon.